Comic books and travel blogs. San Jose, Costa Rica. Towards the end of any visit, many travelers sort through high points, low points, things that didn't work out, things that went well. If you keep a journal, write a blog, take photos, or go with someone, you have a way to remember what you saw, did, thought during a domestic or international sojourn. Traveling solo is tricky because you get off the beaten track, waste time and energy, spend needlessly, don't see or do things you should. You miss the pleasure of each other's company and chances to share memorable experiences. This morning on a wall in a local San Jose coffee shop, just under the cash register, is comic strip wallpaper. The wallpaper is a series of square boxes with pictures and words in each square. This comic strip features a hard-boiled detective narrative and has gangsters shooting each other when words fail to change behavior. Each little square on the wall advances a story towards a dramatic end. Scott Trex tells us quiet stories the same way as his comic strip, one post at a time, one square at a time, 100 to 300 words maximum, building a little encapsulation of each travel locale, its people, places, things, and happenings. It doesn't take a detective to feel the difference between Uruguay and Costa Rica. Uruguay is more civilized, more geometric, cooler, more European. Costa Rica is a jungle of monkeys with ancient gods with forked tongues and curving beaks. Costa Rica is one of nature's great incubators. Uruguay is farming and pasture land. When I look back at the places I go and things I do, they don't always remember the same. My memories, it is clear, don't always change in the same direction as my mind wanders. Costa Rica is far from a prosaic gangster story. This country is much more a nature poem.